Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today to America's Town Hall. This is Heidi St. John, and I appreciate you guys listening. This is my opportunity to sort of keep you updated on things that are happening in the nation, to answer your questions, particularly about my run for Washington State's 3rd Congressional District, and really just to have a town hall style conversation. I have spent the last couple of days talking to people who are going to be coming on the show with me here in the next several weeks. You guys are going to be really excited to see who's going to come on the show. And we're going to start talking about the issues that really matter to you. And one of the main ones, of course, is education. Hello, you guys. Our public schools are literally on fire. Well, I've been answering those questions here. Why is it so important that we start talking about education, particularly from a federal level? And the answer, of course, is that we have federalized our education system, which is wrong on 100 different levels. We need to bring it back to the states. We need to bring it back to the local municipalities so that school districts can have a greater control over what they decide to teach their kids. And I'm a huge fan of getting the politics out of our school systems. I think we should not have politics in our schools in any way, shape, or form. We need to be teaching our children the history of this great nation. And instead, what we see right now is a political divide, and we've got the politics of sexual identity in our schools too. So these are going to be topics that I'm going to be talking about in the weeks to come here at America's Town Hall. I want you guys to submit your questions. So if you want to introduce a question and give me a chance to answer it, the way to do that is to go to HeidiStJohnForCongress.com/townhall, and that is where you can submit that question. I've had a very interesting last couple of weeks, starting, of course, with the opportunity that really I feel like the Lord gave me to sit down and meet with former President Donald Trump. Wow, you guys, what I already talked about in another podcast, I'm not going to belabor the point, but did you guys catch his Ohio convention? Did you guys see that? The rally that he held in Ohio, that was something to see. And I happened to be in Oklahoma City when that happened. And so I wasn't able to be there, but it was really exciting to see that people still support the president. And I think we've got huge issues that need to be faced in this country. We must adjudicate and find out what happened, because clearly something is terribly wrong when they're changing Georgia law right before the election, when people are not following the laws that are already on the books for our elections. And frankly, that's a huge problem in our nation right now. We are a nation of laws, and we're being run by people who are lawless. And that is wrong on 100 different levels. So I was very, very happy to see such a great turnout for President Trump in Ohio. And when I was in Oklahoma City, I had an opportunity to talk to General Michael Flynn. He just happened to be here at an event where I was at, and just to bring also my concerns to him about what's happening in Washington State. And interestingly enough, this is not, you know, the problems that we see in Washington State are problems that are happening all over the country. And so we've got to have an educated and an active electorate. And that's frankly part of the reason that I'm running. You know, just a regular mom, a citizen of Washington State's 3rd Congressional. I've been here for a really long time. Very active, as you guys well know. I've been taking busloads of people up to Olympia to combat comprehensive sex education in the schools. Of course, Referendum 90, which we worked very hard to get on the ballot. It failed at the in the election. And we could talk all day about that. I think that there was some funny business certainly going on. If you read the description of Referendum 90 in the Washington Voters pamphlet, you would have, like me, when I read it, I was like, well, that's going to confuse people. And I frankly think that that was the goal. And then, of course, our terrible governor signing comprehensive sex education into law in Washington State. And the issues that we're facing right now in Washington's 3rd Congressional are very similar to, you know, some different, of course. We've got our own unique challenges in the timber industry and unique challenges in the fishing industry and what's happening with our dams and our rivers and all those things. But a lot of the things that we're facing are things that the country is facing. Why? Because we've been basically hijacked by an ideology that seeks to tear down our nation instead of building it up. And so there are a lot of things that we need to be very, very concerned about. And one of the questions that keeps coming into me over and over again, because I've been telling you guys, I've got a fundraising deadline, I need your help, is why it costs so much money to run an election. And it's a really good question. I did not understand it until I started running myself. I used to just think, why does it even matter? But here is the bottom line. Money doesn't win elections, right? You guys know this. Votes do. But if I don't have the former, I'm going to struggle to win the latter. So in other words, money is absolutely essential. It's an essential component because it's the money that buys TV ads. It's money that hires staff in the district. And so, you know, we've had a lot of wonderful people volunteering, but it also it means I need to hire full-time staff to help me run a campaign. I'm learning something right now, painfully so. Campaigning is a full-time job, and I already have a full-time job. And so we're needing to hire people to help me run the campaign. You know, one somebody asked recently if I am getting paid to run for Congress. The answer is absolutely not. And I think that that's the right thing. You know, that's what the founders did. You know, they gave up their time and their treasure and their sacred honor, and they left their farms and their families, and they fought for what they thought was important. And that's where we are right now in the nation, right? This is a time of war for the country. And I see this very much as a wartime appointment. So we need money. We've a couple of things that are coming up. We're going to have to start doing polling in Washington State. That costs money. Somebody told me the other day that the average poll costs anywhere from $40,000 to $60,000. That's bananas, you guys. I was like, oh my goodness. It's money that helps us get mailers out to you guys and to facilitate travel and secure the data that we are going to need to reach targeted voting blocks. And so what we're hearing is amazing right now. We're hearing that the Democrats are going to be throwing millions and millions and millions of dollars at this particular race because they smell blood in the water. I don't know what's going to happen. My opponent is raising a ton of money. It's very interesting to watch where her money is coming from. Jamie Herrera Butler, who raised about $700,000 in the first quarter of fundraising. You know, I raised $135,000, I think, in the first quarter, and my opponents raised $50,000 and below that. And that's grassroots. That's what we're doing. It's raising that money at a grassroots level. In other words, we're raising that by just individual people saying, I care about what you're doing, and we're going to help you do it. So the ultimate example in grassroots fundraising, by the way, is a guy that I am politically and ideologically 100% opposed to. And that would, of course, be the senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders. Well, he built his, you guys, I don't know if you watched this, but this guy built momentum from his 2016 presidential bid, which was, of course, a disaster, but he catapulted his 2020 campaign to top tier status. And he did it because he raised $60 million of $107 million total from donations, wait for it, of less than $200. That's kind of amazing. You know, and of course, you can get money from political organizations, from political action committees, otherwise known as a PAC, but you don't get those until you can demonstrate that you're getting money at a grassroots level. So it's very, very important that you guys get on board. If you care about what we're doing, we have a huge fundraising deadline that's coming up actually tomorrow. So today and tomorrow, the last days of the second quarter, there are a lot of people watching this race to see which candidate is going to raise the most money in the primary election, trying to get a voice out and a message out. And I believe I am the best voice for this time for Washington State's 3rd Congressional District. So I hope you guys will help. The lessons that we're learning, I mean, I'm learning a lot. This is a steep learning curve for me. I've never done this before. But I'm going to end with kind of where I started talking about this question, and I do appreciate you guys asking. It's not the money that wins the election, right? It's the votes that do. Ultimately, that's what we're after. But if we don't have the money, we're going to struggle to get the message out to the voters who need to hear, hey, Heidi St. John is running for Congress and she needs your help. So if you guys are frustrated by what's happening in the country, if you want to help me be your voice or be a voice for freedom and a voice for liberty and a voice for common sense and a voice for parental choice and education, please go to HeidiSt.JohnForCongress.com today and help us to get ahead of our fundraising deadline, which is June 30th. I appreciate you guys listening. We're going to come back later on this week. There's a bunch of stuff that I want to talk to you about. Keep your questions coming again. You can submit those questions to me by going to HeidiSt.JohnForCongress.com/townhall and submit your questions there. We're doing this for you. I care about Washington State. I care about freedom, and I will be a voice for liberty. And I hope you guys will join me out on the battlefield.